An observational walk up to the hill where our local town's church proudly sits still. St John's Church in Bromsgrove. A wonderful insight into an old urban architectural building of the great church and grounds of St John's in Bromsgrove town. As I climb up the sloped pathway of this architectural old stone building, so elegant a relic of the town's past and present, as I walk closer, the church surrounded by its guardians of 62 giant trees, as old as the church, that are giant living monuments and equally imposing, as I stand beneath one on its pathway. I can see the circle of trees with a pathway all round. As I walk closer, they're not a tree that is so easily recognised. Its leaves are giant oval, with a pointy end, lined throughout a sculptural leaf, its leaves now falling on the ground, blowing around on this blustery day. They are magnificent giant lime trees from the ancient Celtic days of centuries ago, where once stood on this very hill, a trussy hillock, Saxon hamlet called Bromsgrove. Tree worshippers from the days of the Druids and the Celts came here to worship and bury their dead, the trees chosen for their religious purposes. The Saxons building the first church of wood on this hill, and then changing the name's town to Bromsgrove after the grove of lime trees. As I walk and stand beneath their towering presence, I sketch the church standing high on its hill, so imposing here in its centre. I sketch in much detail as I can. My paints in my pocket, I came to get down the colours of its sandstone so that I might do it justice in a painting celebrating its life. I live but 5 minutes away along the road at the end of its cemeteries, a resident of this parish and my local church, as well as being the town's impressive focal point on which our old market town was built. As I wander the grounds of this mighty architectural building that stands so imposing in its centre, its pathways once dirt, now modernised with tarmac, it's a mixture of the oldest of old and its new refinements of our capable times, on paths my brother has laid as an engineering worker of its council, maintaining its heritage and beauty. Its gravestones from centuries ago crumbling, lining the pathways in all shapes and sizes, made of some sandstone. As I read the dates from as early as the 1500s for its earlier residents, some stones unrecognised as the sandstone shed its outer stone, revealing its beautiful colours of minky pink. And the shards lay on the ground as I sketch in its resident stones of their past with no names mentioned, but only the crooked, wonky stones that I etch in that are on different angles in different coloured stone. Some more regal than the plain stone have lasted through the elements and the passing of time, a century of old bones and falling stones as we mourn the lives of our dead and former residents of this village that lived here when the church was built. There are tombs that hold the family encased here within, gentlemen of the stature that were the builders of the original town, and Mr. Benjamin Sanders, as he faces towards our great park, the last family member donated it in her will, the land of her family, for Sanders Park to be a free park for all townsfolk that live here to enjoy, on the main road that takes you out of town at the bottom of the hill.